Welcome to the Pilgrim's Odyssey, your guide to life's wild ride. I'm your host, Silwan Green. Every day we share incredible stories and valuable lessons on life and faith. Thanks for tuning in and make sure to share this odyssey with your friends and neighbors so all of us together can let our light shine. Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Pilgrim's Odyssey. It's a beautiful blue day. Happy to be with you, as always. Thanks for listening. This week, we have been discussing the fire going on around us, and more importantly, what's going to happen next, why, and what to do about it. Now, on Monday, we talked about how we all have to serve somebody. Might be the devil, might be the Lord, might be drugs, might be fear, anger, hate. Right now, there's a lot of people serving the fire of fear, anger, hate, and it's spreading everywhere. We're all getting caught up in it. Now, Tuesday, we talked about what's the long-term impact going to be. Not enough has been said about what this has done to the economy long-term. Things aren't just going to open up. I was in a coffee shop yesterday with my wife, downtown of our town. Everything's technically opened up enough, people could be going to that coffee shop. Before all this happened, that place would have been filled with people. We went there, nobody was there. It was us and the person working. How long are they going to go on like that? A month? 2 months before they go out of business? Before they go, we've had enough? I know the guy that started it, he put his life savings into it. It's gone. What's going to happen to that downtown when more of that happens over the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months? What's going to happen to the people that he employs? We're at the beginning of the economic impact of this. I really believe that. It's going to last a long time. People are going to get angry. They're going to start pointing fingers. All of a sudden, the people who've been getting paid to stay home, when they find out they've lost their jobs, that they can't go back to them, when the unemployment benefits run out, people aren't as comfortable anymore, people are hungry, what's going to happen? They're going to point fingers. And there's a fire raging in our country now saying it's acceptable to just burn things up, whether that's literally burn things up or figuratively. You know, the way people are communicating, everything's ad hominem attacks and hate. There's not love. There's not discussion. Now, Wednesday, we talked about when this happens, and you see what happens when people get mad and angry and they go to the streets. Are you prepared? Not necessarily for the apocalypse and 6 months of The Walking Dead, but more like a couple of days of riots make it where you can't get to where you get your food, or riots happen and they take out a power transformer and you don't have electricity for a few days. What are your food preparations? Water. What's your communication plan? How are you going to protect yourself? And then more importantly, with all this fire and hate going on around us, what's your spiritual plan going to be? One of the most difficult verses in Scripture is to love our enemies, yet that's what we're called to do. If all we are is filled with hate, we will become like them. Now, today, we are going to talk about the importance of actually putting together a plan to make all that happen. And it's really simple. Sit down with the people you're close to and write out a plan about what you're going to do going forward to prepare. Food, water, communication, protection, spiritual. Listen to yesterday's episode if you need a refresher. Put it in writing. We're creatures of habit. If you don't put it in writing, if you don't act on it, it won't happen. You will get caught off guard. In 1918, this is an example I love to use in some of my leadership classes especially, talking about the importance of writing things down to get momentum when you want to change something. 1918, a guy named Ivy Lee came to Charles Schwab, the original Charles Schwab, not the discount broker you see in the news today, but the guy who ran Bethlehem Steel, one of the wealthiest people in the world. And Ivy Lee came to him and he said, you know what? I got something that I think if you do it, you'll make more money. And Charles Schwab, of course, was like, had his hands on his pocket going, this is just one more person trying to get my money. And Ivy Lee said, no, 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 I tell you what, just let me do this simple little thing. And you don't have to pay me anything. And, you know, down the road, 6 months or whatever, if you think this has made you money, pay me a check. You know, if it's not, don't give me anything. Charles Schwab said, okay, fine, sure. So what Ivy Lee did, and it was pretty simple, he met with all of Charles Schwab's executives for about 15 minutes each. And he told them all the same thing. He says, when you go into work, I want you to write down 6 things and the priority you want to get them done that day. 6 things, and that's it. You know, you get them done what you can. What you can't get done, make notes about it. At the end of the day, write down the 6 things you want to get done the next day, and then go home and forget about it. Go to work the next day, look at your list, adjust it if you need to, try to get as much done as you can through the day. At the end of the day, write down the 6 things for the next day, forget about it. Go home. Don't think about work. Very quickly, Charles Schwab saw in their bottom line that their profit was increased, their productivity was increased. I read an article that in the 6 months, the productivity of the company went up 40%. Charles Schwab was so happy, he gave him a check in 1918 for $25,000, which today would equate to $424,485.10. That's how much it meant to Charles Schwab, those 15 minutes with each of his executives. It gets talked about a lot because happened a long time ago. No one's got a copyright on it. It's been studied. What they found is it doesn't matter what your personality type is. It doesn't matter if you like to micromanage or not. It doesn't matter if you like to multitask or not. It doesn't matter if you think you're better when you're focusing on one thing and not 10. It doesn't matter. When you write things down, you are far more likely to get them done, and you're far more likely to move forward where you want to go. Period. In Proverbs 21:5, the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. See, they knew that in Proverbs. If you're diligent, the plans, if you make a plan, it will lead to abundance. But if you're hasty, and I like to think of hasty as just it's in your head. You have a good idea, and then it kind of floats away. You know, you heard me talking yesterday about preparing for what might be coming, and you think to yourself, yeah, that's not a bad idea, but it's just a hasty thought in your brain. And then you're worried about the phone call you just got and the email you got to reply to and the church meeting you got to go to, and then it goes away because it's a hasty thought. You got a plan. In Ephesians, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. You know, that's a Bible verse I remember from my youth. It takes on a whole new meaning today, doesn't it? Because the days are evil. Make best use of the time. Learn how to walk, not as unwise, but as wise. Plan. Be diligent. Don't just complain. Don't just point fingers. Don't just look around and go, man, I can't believe the way this world is, or I can't believe what those people are doing. That's what the unwise do. The wise plan because the days are evil. They're diligent. What are you going to do to prepare yourself? What are you going to do to prepare? And then, of course, in making those plans, it's not just about making sure you got food and water and a place to go and protection. From Matthew 6:33, when you're doing your plans, remember this, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I can't say this enough. Fear, anger, greed, pride, all of those things, they get in the way of us and God. More than ever, the first thing you need to be doing every day is getting up and giving thanks. You got another day, you're breathing. Getting up and praying, getting up and getting in your Bible. Getting up and asking yourself, how can I serve others today? And then make your plans, then prepare, and you'll make the right decisions, and you will go in the right direction. But I'm telling you, with the world spinning out of control, today's podcast is a really simple one. Be diligent, be intentional, sit there and make a plan. The world has changed. You can't go on living how you have. You're gonna have to make a plan for what you do next. Write it out, discuss it with your loved ones. Don't leave it to chance. Don't blow with the wind. Not as unwise, but as wise. Making the best use of the time because the days are evil. Do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Be wise. Till next time, my friends. You to aim high, spread your wings, keep your eyes on the things that matter, and come back tomorrow for the last episode of this week's series on what's going on, what's going to happen next, why, and what do you need to do about it. Till next time, I'm your host, Silouan. Peace. You've been listening to the Pilgrim's Odyssey. Make sure you comment, share, and like this podcast so all of us together can let our light shine. For books, videos, and more content from me, your host, please visit Silouan.com. That is Silouan, Silouan.com. Until your next visit on the Pilgrim's Odyssey, I'm your guide on life's wild ride, Silouan Green.